USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Bipartisan lawmakers with military backgrounds on Friday took part in a roundtable to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, urging the White House to extend their evacuation efforts beyond the Kabul airport, while arguing the August 31st deadline was helping fuel the chaos on the ground. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee Thursday demanded to know where Vice President Kamala Harris has been after the fall of Afghanistan. Speaking to Newsmax,
where is she defending women and girls, standing up for human rights, standing up for these women and girls who we know they're going to be pushed into sex slavery? They're going to have to hide in houses because the Taliban has said they are going to eliminate them.
This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Immediately following President Biden's contentious Friday press conference about the ongoing disaster he created in Afghanistan, ABC News special coverage slammed him for saying things about the crisis that were just blatantly false. In Kabul, ABC's Ian Pannell.
The president talked about all they had to do was present their passports and they'd be allowed through. They were beaten by the Taliban. The reality and the rhetoric are miles apart. I'm not quite sure what advice the president's receiving, but the truth on the ground is that these people who are in fear of their lives can't get through.
Nine House Democrats are standing firm in their commitment to not consider Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' budget proposal before the passage of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi had long planned to pass the infrastructure bill and Sanders' budget at the same time as part of what Chuck Schumer calls President Biden's two-track strategy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
More problems with the Chevy Bolt. GM says more Chevy Bolts are being recalled due to battery fires. More from USA's Wendy King.
General Motors said it's recalling all Chevy Bolt electric vehicles sold worldwide to fix a battery problem that could cause fires. The recall and others raise questions about lithium-ion batteries, which now are used in nearly all electric vehicles. Ford, BMW, and Hyundai have all recalled batteries recently. President Biden will need electric vehicles to reach a goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030 as part of a broader effort to fight climate change. The GM recall adds about 73,000 Bolts from 2019 through 2022 model years to a previous recall of 69,000 older Bolts. GM said that in rare cases, the batteries have two manufacturing defects that can cause fires. The automaker said it will replace battery modules in all the vehicles. The latest recall will cost the company about $1 billion, bringing the total cost of the Bolt battery recalls to $1.8 billion. GM said owners should limit charging to 90% of battery capacity. The Bolts should also be parked outdoors until the modules are replaced. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.